I'm Corey and Cates Carney with Montana News. Last July, the operators of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant settled a lawsuit with environmental groups, agreeing to shut down the plant's two older electricity generators by 2022. As the community of Colstrip tries to figure out an uncertain future, their Republican Senator Dwayne Ankeny is proposing legislation aiming to provide some security for his town. In a Senate hearing Monday, Ankeny introduced a bill that would put greater regulations and guidelines on out-of-state companies that plan to shut down parts of the power plant. Ankeny told lawmakers his bill would provide clearer expectations for companies planning to leave Colstrip.
It looks to me like if there was defined guidelines in taking that plant down, it would keep them out of court, it would make decommissioning and dismantling of that site much easier if they knew exactly what they had to do.
Ankeny's bill came out of a bipartisan group of lawmakers who talked over possible future scenarios last year. He says the legislation isn't supposed to penalize the companies that leave Colstrip. He says he just didn't see enough detailed requirements in current law for when a big power plant like Colstrip is scheduled to go offline.
And those sites, there's just a lot to them.
Amy Reynolds testified in support of the bill on behalf of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality.
And this bill would ensure that closure and any other closures that follow would be conducted responsibly. While the current owners of the Colstrip plant have been really good to work with, we know that plant ownership could change in the future. And I remember a different type of plant in northwestern Montana that was demolished improperly, leaving hazardous substances strewed down the mountain. This bill would prevent that from happening.
Reynolds was referring to the W.R. Grace asbestos facility in Libby. She says Ankeny's bill would require a remediation plan that the DEQ would review and approve, including a public comment period. But others say some of the details in Ankeny's decommissioning plan are already required under Montana law, and in some cases, opponents say, it conflicts with existing law. Steve Brown, an attorney representing Seattle-based Puget Sound Energy, testified against the bill. Puget owns 50% of Colstrip Units 1 and 2.
There's a very comprehensive process in place under existing law, and we don't believe that adding another statute to a process that's already in place and is working very well is necessary.
But Brown said Puget Sound Energy would be open to discussing amendments to the bill. The Montana Environmental Information Center also testified that the bill conflicts with existing law. MEIC was one of the groups that filed over Colstrip 1 and 2, which resulted in the settlement requiring them to shut down by 2022. Talon Energy, which owns the other 50% of Colstrip Units 1 and 2, also told lawmakers the bill isn't necessary. John Metropoulos, representing Talon, told Senator Ankeny that he respectfully opposes the bill.
But Talon's opposition is primarily this. It's not a solution.
Metropoulos told lawmakers that the problem before them is the timeline of when Colstrip will shut down.
Colstrip 1 and 2 have to close no later than July 1st, 2022. So the dilemma posed is, does that happen soon or on June 30th, 2022? And every person I've spoken with in this building and outside recognizes it's better if it happens June 30th, 2022. This proposal doesn't help us get there.
Metropoulos says Talon hopes other bills will help Colstrip stay open as long as possible, and Ankeny's bill could get in the way of that effort. Republican legislative leaders are promising a bill this year that would do what Talon is asking. There are so far no details beyond that it could provide companies associated with Colstrip some kind of tax break, among other options. Republican leadership say that bill should be ready sometime this week. The Senate Natural Resource Committee didn't take any action on Senator Dwayne Ankeny's bill or its proposed amendments during the hearing Monday. Ankeny is expected to introduce more bills on Colstrip during the legislative session, including a bill that would require companies leaving Colstrip to pay what's being called a Coal County Impact Fee. That fee, which could amount to millions of dollars, would be paid to the local county to fund school districts, workforce training, and other areas of the community disrupted by the power plant's closure. I'm Corey and Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.